We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And here we are again with a very serious concern about a hurricane. And this one, man, it's turned into a monster of a storm. Category 4. 145 mile an hour winds. So the concern about this is pretty apparent, don't you think? To get some perspective on what's happening with the storm and the impact it could have right here in the Carolinas, we're joined again by Richard Llewellyn, meteorologist with the Weather Channel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. Let's start off in talking about the position of the storm now. What's expected next?
Well, the 9 o'clock position that we've got basically has the storm, which is 10 o'clock Eastern time, has the storm 65 miles south-southwest of Panama City with wind still at 145 miles per hour. The pressure is down to 931 millibars.
Whoa.
And that pressure is actually lower than what Hurricane Hugo was before it made landfall along the South Carolina coast. So if you can extrapolate what type of damage that hurricane did to what this hurricane is getting ready to do in the Florida Panhandle, I think you got a pretty good idea of how bad this is going to be. This is there's never been a hurricane this strong to hit the Florida Panhandle ever. In the records, as the records go back to 1851, and there's never been a hurricane this strong to go into the Florida Panhandle with this strength and this intensity. And there are only seven other hurricanes that are in the record books that are probably going to be ahead of this storm of being more destructive. And we've got a long way to go with this because the storm is about 4 hours away from landfall. We'll probably see landfall probably around 2 o'clock this afternoon Eastern time, and then it will make its way pretty quickly on up through the Florida Panhandle, on up through Georgia, and eventually on into the Carolinas, where we will start to see the impacts of the storm as a tropical storm tomorrow. But the folks in the Florida Panhandle are going to get hit, and they're going to get hit pretty hard.
I was listening this morning, and they were putting out the warning. Of course, they told people in plenty of time to get the heck out of there. But they've basically said, look, if you're there now and you have not left, all you can do is shelter in place and hope for the best, because this is going to be catastrophic.
A personal story. My family lives down there, and I tried to convince them to leave, and they didn't leave.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and they are 20 miles from Panama City. So there is that complacency, a lot of complacency in regards to whether or not to leave or not. And, you know, in other hurricanes, you know, we've seen these mass evacuations where a powerful hurricane is encroaching on a coastline. We think of Fran, we think of Opal, we think of these where, you know, we have these large evacuation events. We didn't see that in this event. A lot of people just decided that, you know, we're going to shelter in place. And now, as we are, you know, coming to terms with this hurricane this morning, a lot of folks are realizing, oh my gosh, I should have left, and it's too late. You can't leave now. The best thing, basically, the emergency management officials along the coast are telling people to shelter in place. And there's really, you take your life in your own hands if you decide that you're going to try to get out ahead of this, catastrophic storm. There's nothing you can do, really, except just sit at home and ride it out and hope for the best.
We are talking with meteorologist Richard Llewellyn from the Weather Channel, and I'm curious about where this storm goes from here. I mean, obviously, we don't want to just skip over the impact and the deadly possible impact this storm will have along the coast and down in Florida. But a lot of people are wondering what happens when this thing actually reaches the Carolinas in cities like Greenville, Spartanburg, and Charlotte.
Well, what we're going to be dealing with up here is we're going to be dealing with the storm. It's going to be a much weaker system by the time it gets up here. We'll probably see this continue to stay a hurricane all the way up through portions of central Georgia, and then as the storm crosses the Savannah River near Augusta and it works its way on up into the Midlands of South Carolina, we will be with a tropical storm with this. Right now, we're calling for winds out of the northeast 20 to 30 tomorrow, with probably some gust up to 50 at times. So it's going to be a nasty, windy day tomorrow with that wind-driven rain and, of course, thunderstorms that will show up in the morning hours tomorrow. We'll also be looking at a isolated tornado threat with the system tomorrow. And not only that, a lot of the rivers in the eastern Carolinas, especially coastal South Carolina and on up into portions of North Carolina that are still running above major flood stage, may have another 3 to 5 inches of rain added to the top of those rivers in the Carolinas. And another reason, too, that the Weather Service has put up much of the Piedmont and eastern parts of the upstate under a flash flood watch that starts tomorrow morning and runs through tomorrow night for that potential of 3 to 5 inches of rain across the area that could aggravate flooding concerns. Once we get this system through, it's going to move through fairly quickly because there is a cold front head on its heels that's going to sweep into the region for Friday and the weekend and help to bring a real taste of fall weather into the forecast for the Queen City, with temperatures dropping into the 70s and nighttime lows in the 50s coming up for the weekend. So once we get the storm out of the way, we've got some pretty nice weather shaping up for the weekend, and we're going to be looking at some nice weather coming up for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Wow, it sounds like great fall weather. We can certainly look forward to this. Just to recap, before we close out in the final minute we have with you, what's the worst we can expect from Michael?
Worst weather we can expect here would be some gusty winds, 20 to 30 miles per hour with gust up to 50, a couple of isolated tornadoes during the day tomorrow, and a wind-driven rain with rainfall amounts of anywhere 3 to 6 inches across the Carolina Piedmont during the day tomorrow. The system is out of here tomorrow night and improving weather for Friday and the weekend. In fact, we'll be looking at some nice weather coming up that'll take us right on into next week at this point.
So the consolation for us is the fact that this storm is going to move by very quickly as opposed to the previous one with Florence.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, this storm was probably going to be moving through off to the northeast at about 25 to 30 miles per hour. So, you know, we're looking at probably a window of about 12 hours where we'll see the worst of the weather from the leftovers of this hurricane. And then the storm will make its way on up into the Virginia Beach area and on out into the Atlantic, where it may strengthen again and become a hurricane again as it moves on up toward Cape Cod. So, you know, even though, you know, a hurricane really never dies, it just it's somebody else's weather that they're dealing with down the road.
All right. And we certainly do wish your family the best down in that area of Florida. Richard Lewelling, thanks a lot for coming on the broadcast this morning, sir.
Thank you, sir.
As we continue our broadcast here, and we would just put out this caution, just be prepared for anything. This is not on the level of what we were concerned about with Florence, but at the same time, there is the real risk of flooding, the risk of losing power if you have high winds. So you'll want to stay tuned to this radio station to make sure you get the latest information. We don't know what course this storm will take, and it's always possible it doesn't weaken as quickly as they are expecting, so we should be prepared for anything. Coming up, we'll talk about the other things going on in the news, including Hillary Clinton. She's back. Yeah, that's enough to scare anybody, isn't it?
Message from a listener.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, we will continue to track Hurricane Michael. You know, it's really effective. The work that Matt Drudge does with his website, it's got a picture of this hurricane and refers to it as Category 4 Hell Storm, strengthens further, bullseye, Panama City, afternoon arrival. Yeah, it's pretty scary. And we'll continue to follow this throughout the morning, and we'll watch this because this thing, in some form, is headed our way and may still be a tropical storm by the time it arrives. Over on the text line, some of the things that have come in so far. Vince, I remember the building codes in Florida have been strengthened years ago. It's not exactly like when Hugo hit Charleston. It's not to say there will not be damage done. Well, it certainly is good that that has taken place. This hurricane makes me so glad I didn't move to Burnt Corn, Alabama. And yes, there really is a place called Burnt Corn. I bet Tommy Springer knows this. I mentioned Hillary Clinton. We'll be talking about her a little bit later on. Seems appropriate. Hillary flies in on her broom just in time for Halloween. Wow. You should be ashamed of yourself. When does Democrat protesters in restaurants become disturbing the peace and the police should be called? Well, that is a judgment call, isn't it? And these kinds of decisions will have to be made probably many times over the coming weeks in the run-up to the election and maybe beyond, depending on how those elections turn out. I want to start close to home and something that took place that's really raising a lot of eyebrows. Because this was originally dismissed as fake news. Turned out not to be the case. There was a blogger who tweeted a photo of South Charlotte Middle School, the sign there. It was a profanity targeting new Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Now, a lot of people thought this was fake. When a staffer drove to the school Monday evening, the sign bore no message. Fake news, came the response from the CMS Twitter account. AP Dillon, a conservative blogger from the Raleigh area, put out the first tweet on this. On her blog, she questioned the response, sharing tweets from two people who said they had photographed the sign over the weekend. You know what the message was? F. Kavanaugh. Charming, isn't it? Someone else tweeted, someone named Tracy, not fake and pretty pathetic that anyone would say it was. This person reported the sign with a relative who also shared the photo. Who would think the chief communications officer at CMS would know to check facts before labeling it fake news? Unfortunately, it was not checked. And ultimately, the school had to confirm that message was real. Someone apparently altered the school's sign, which had another message on it, and it should have been locked. The spokesperson says, we thought that this was fake. It turned out it was real. Principal learned the message, removed it pretty quickly. In fact, they're checking security cameras to see if the culprit was recorded. So far, no sign of who actually did this. By the way, CMS messaging guidelines, board policies, and codes of conduct forbid use of profanities in any communications. So this is under investigation. One person responded to the CMS response as perhaps a bit too hasty. So the question is, who did this? Who did the vandalizing? And will this person ever be held accountable? It's kind of sad. Just a picture of what is happening in our discourse, which we're going to talk a little bit more about, including some wonderful perspectives from none other than Hillary Robham Clinton. That is coming up in just a bit. First, we'll take a call from Jim in Charlotte. Good morning.
Vince, many times I've told you on your program that the future of this country rests in the American people getting control of their education system again. This is a vivid example right here locally of how politicized the public school system is. And I mean from the very upper echelon right on down to the rank and file teacher, cafeteria worker, bus driver. I even know retired teachers, Vince, collecting $7,000-$8,000 a year in Social Security and school retirement benefits that do nothing but political work for the D's, of course. And what is this all about, Vince? Why do you want to send your kid to a school where they're going to get nothing but ideology and politicization all day? What is that all about?
Yeah, it's basically a propaganda factory. It's what you're talking about, Jim. I do appreciate your call. We would emphasize, again, we don't know who put this message up. There's no indication this is anybody associated with the school. It could just be some random person who just decided this would be funny. And I think most of us are clearly not amused. Let's talk about this civility issue. If you listen to this program with regularity, I have warned, in fact, I had a conversation with someone about this the other day, that I'm very concerned about what's happening within our own camp, the degree of civility, because I do think, and let me just say this, because this needs to be said. Whenever we talk about this issue among alleged Republicans, don't give me the nonsense and the comparison. Well, the Democrats did this. We need to make sure, and this is my only appeal to all of us, that we have clean hands and hearts ourselves, and speech for that matter. Let's not use the slippery slope. The Democrats did this, so it's okay if we do, you know, just a little bit of the same thing. Now, I also want to emphasize, we're not on the same scale as Democrats. But I just want to warn you, what did I tell you when we had the run-up to Charlottesville? What did I warn? And I say this to anybody within the sound of my voice. If any demonstrations take place within your community, whether it's Charlotte, whether it's Greenville, whether it's Spartanburg, you know, wherever it is, I've appealed to you, please do not show up. We don't need that. You don't need to react to every time you have idiotic liberals out making idiots of themselves. Just leave them alone to do their garbage. You stay out of it. And I think it's very important that we not react, because this is what they're looking for. They're trying to trigger us. Do not take the bait. That's my appeal. Time for a quick call here from Bob. Good morning, sir.
Back to that old saying, you never know what you've got until it's gone. And I don't know what's going to happen in this country. I've been around this area for 60 years and have never seen this area, or actually the country, the way it is. And you hear people speaking civil war and all kinds of things, but I tend to think all the people that are demonstrating and have the liberty to do that and are just going to extremes, what would happen if they really had to face a crisis like in Bosnia or somewhere else? I mean, what would these people react? How would they react? And
yep.
Their whole life would be turned upside down. They'd realize, my God, how good we do have it.
Yep, and thank you for your call, Bob. You've hit it on the head. We all need to step back and be thankful for what we have. That needs to permeate our thinking and our hearts. No question about it. We'll hear from Hillary Clinton on this coming up. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, Texter says, wonderful the things our younger generations are being taught. Yeah, isn't it great? So Hillary says you can't be civil with people trying to destroy what you believe. So I guess we don't need to be civil with Democrats? That's Jim out of Lyman. Vince, if you're going to talk about Hillary Clinton, you ought to talk about the dissolution of the Charitable Foundation and how much money they pocketed and how much they spent. On this vile message on the school in Charlotte, couldn't have been students who attended who altered that sign. Common Core doesn't educate them well enough to spell Kavanaugh's name correctly. Had to be a teacher. That's terrible. Talking about political correctness, that's exactly what got us into the boat we're in now. It's time to fight fire with fire. This is interesting. You continue. Where did this go? Wanting to be politically correct. No. Come, let me just correct something here. This person falsely thinks I'm calling for people to be politically correct. I'm calling for you to be civil. That's what I'm calling for. But I'll read the rest of this text. You continue wanting to be politically correct, and political correct is what caused the problems we're having now. Sorry, you're asking the population to act like sheep. You're wrong. Nobody is telling you to act like sheep. I'm telling you not to walk into a trap and make a jackass out of yourself. That's what I'm telling you. And there's a real danger here. Because some of you are going to take the bait, and you're going to get yourself out there in one of these situations and get yourself in trouble. That's what's going to happen. That's why I've said stay away. Let these people show what they are. You don't have to take part in this at all. Have you ever had to defend yourself, or would you? My goodness. All right. Vince, your last caller was spot on. As a Marine Corps veteran with experience in Iraq, I can tell you as soon as the poo hits the fan, it will become all too real for the liberal snowflakes. They have no idea. None. Yeah, they've experienced nothing. And I think that's the point you're making here. Think of the people who are in places like Venezuela. They have real things that they're suffering from. And many of these people in this country, what are they suffering from? Hurt feelings? I mean, think about it. There needs to be a trickle-up effect if these idiots have to obey the law, and they know we will defend themselves. On top of that, this crap will end. What you say sounds real sweet, but it doesn't work. See, some of you really concern me. You really do. My goodness. The revolution Clinton's fomenting will happen whether we want it to or not. Freedom is not free. It's paid for with blood. So be prepared. Huh? For when it does happen. Okay. Let us go out to a call in Salisbury. And Luke, good morning, Luke.
Good morning, Vince. I wanted to make a comment about the gentleman that called concerned about the education system, the hierarchy from down. Vince, I think that children are going to model 100% what they're taught at home. And if we can teach, you know, understanding of other people, and we can teach the values that we believe at home, then the education system in this country cannot overcome that. Unfortunately, too many children don't have that time one-on-one with their parents.
Yep.
Their parents are, you know, on some device, on social media of some type, but yet you find the children that are raised to think for themselves, and mom and dad work with them and teach them, then I think you're going to find most Americans. And the world that I live in every day are civil with people. Most of us, I just came from a meeting uptown, and no one asked whether we were liberal, which side of the aisle. We worked together to, you know, achieve a common goal or civility. And most Americans, in my opinion, that I deal with on a daily basis, or if I travel, are civil, kind, compassionate with one another. The ones that cause the problems are the ones that really don't have anything to do, an occupation, a vocation.
Yep.
Or, you know, so we live in a great country. Most of us get along, but we watch too much Fox News, or we watch too much CNBC news, and that's where we get our values from. And unfortunately, those people are paid to entertain us and to stir up our emotions.
Yep, man, I could not have said it better, Luke, and you're absolutely right. I'm not so concerned about CNBC. I'm much more concerned about MSNBC, Luke, but I get your point here. And believe me when I tell you, there are people who claim to be Republicans are stirring the pot. I don't need to go into who right now. But I want to get to Hillary Clinton, the starting place for this, because she was basically questioned by Christian Amanpour about the concern of the lack of civility in politics. And Hillary Clinton you know, who ought to be taking the opportunity to say, you know, yeah, we ought to encourage civility. No, she doesn't quite say that. Listen in.
That you cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again. But until then, the only thing that the Republicans seem to recognize and respect is strength. And you heard how the Republican members, led by Mitch McConnell, the president, really demeaned the confirmation process, insulted and attacked not only Dr. Ford, but women who were speaking out. You know, look, I remember Republican operatives shutting down the voting in Florida in 2000. I remember the swift voting of John Kerry. I remember the things that even the Republican Party did to John McCain in 2000. I remember what they did to me for 25 years, the falsehoods, the lies, which unfortunately people believe because the Republicans have put a lot of time, money, and effort in promoting them. So when you're dealing with an ideological party that is driven by the lust for power, that is funded by corporate interests who want a government that does its bidding, it's hard. You can be civil, but you can't overcome what they intend to do unless you win elections.
She's talking about a lust for power by somebody else other than herself? This wicked witch of the West has been... This is what this woman has been in pursuit of her entire life. You talk about projection. But at the core of what she's communicating here, there's no effort to rein in anybody, is there? She wants this stuff stirred up. She's a 60s hippie. Sad, very sad. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and this friendly reminder from a listener with these rainy conditions out there. We have gotten a call from somebody saying, hey, please remind people to turn on their headlights. Please do that. Very important in times like this. By the way, the tornado warnings have already started down in Florida. So this storm is just hours away from landfall, and it's headed our way in some form. So you want to stay tuned. We'll have another update coming up next hour. Let's go out to a call from Cheryl on the subject of civility. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I just wanted to see if you remember when Christiane Amanpour was interviewing Bill Clinton, and she got uncivil with him, and he put her in her place. She was upset about children dying as a result of, I think it was a Bosnian war.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Yes, and she really was set aback and changed her tone when he countered back at her.
He gave it right back to her, yes.
Yes, yes. So I wonder if Hillary remembers that.
Yes, that would be really interesting. We need to track that down, by the way. Thanks a lot for your call there, Cheryl. And maybe we can dig into the archives and find that particular clip. I have a vague memory of that, of Bill Clinton, an interview from Christiane Amanpour. It amazes me, by the way, when I was watching this interview with Hillary Clinton, when I tortured myself watching that, It was just sickening. The way she just sitting there assenting, she didn't give any counter or any challenge. You know, you didn't hear her say, don't you think it would be responsible of you as a political leader to call for people to behave in a civil manner no matter what the Republicans do? That's what you're supposed to say. That's the question you should be asking if you're a real journalist. If you're an activist, like Christiane Amanpour is, and you believe in this world government and world citizenship garbage, well, you'll do something totally different because the ends justifies the means. You know how this works. Texter says, Vince, if these Antifa thugs surround my car, the next mask they will wear will be the top portion of a full body cast. Wow. That's pretty rugged. Vince, the revolution Clinton's fomenting will happen. It's going to happen. Well, we certainly hope not. Vince, if you can't run with big dogs, stay on the porch. My goodness. I mean, I just want to ask you, what do you mean by running with the dog, big dogs? What does that mean? Am I going to go out in the street and fight with these people? Is this what you're calling for? Because I think you're absolutely crazy if that's what you're going to do. They would love it. They absolutely would love it. And you know how the media will cover this. And you need to understand this. The way the media will cover this, no matter what, if people like us are out there in any form, and it may just be one or two, if there are 500 Klan members on the street and two conservatives, you know who they will blame for everything. That's why I told you, stay away. And if you stay away, there's no reason for having a problem at all. Vince Lindsey Graham is reaping lots of praise for his standing with Judge Kavanaugh. Attaboy doesn't wipe out the 10,000 bad decisions he's made in the past. He's still a rhino tool in my book. Jim, you are very wise. Do not be fooled. Do not be fooled. Alan out of Spartanburg hits this right on the head. Here's a headline from CNN. Clinton, civility starts by electing Democrats. That's exactly the truth. That's what she's saying. We won't have civility until we get control. And isn't it ironic? What was she telling? What was she warning you about? Power-hungry Republicans. And what is this woman pushing for? Power! This just blows my mind. There's no sense of self-awareness whatsoever. Absolutely zero. I love this text. Vince, we should hold ourselves to a higher standard than the liberals. When we do a tiny portion of what they do, it's highlighted in the press and social media. We're the ones who end up looking bad. We're better than that and should act like it. Tiff, thank you. That's exactly what I'm saying. Exactly what I'm saying. Veronica says, all of this sounds like a temper tantrum to me. That's exactly what it is. It's a temper tantrum. Vince, I agree, moral equivalence is not acceptable. However, the action we've witnessed recently certainly state clearly the ones didn't apply equally to either side or either philosophy. That's the bigger concern I have. Political correctness caused all these problems. I apologize for getting so fired up, Vince. The last thing I want to see happen is total civil unrest or some sort of war. But it's a fact that political correctness caused these problems. You are right. Just threw up in my mouth, Vince, listening to that wicked witch. Maybe you can have a dessert or something. That'll help get rid of the bad taste in your mouth. That might be somewhat helpful. Let's go out to a call from Michael. You got about a minute, Michael, a little less.
Yeah, we got to give Hillary a break. I mean, her sister did have a house dropped on her in Oz, you know. So,
that was good.
You know, really, man, I've been a freedom fighter for a long time. Domestically, I didn't serve in any branch of the military, but you know, them trying to paint one picture and push one story and one side of point of view. This has been the best I've ever seen as far as them just letting them have all the rope they need to hang themselves.
Yep.
And you take Kavanaugh, because he saw all the times he had been vetted. He's like, hey, watch this.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Michael. I appreciate your call. And yeah, just let them keep doing what they're doing. We don't have to go down to their level. Watch them. Just watch them.
It's the most significant purchase of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.